This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I know you guys are shocked, but Mueller decided that there's no indictment on President Donald Trump. Shocker.
Yep.
After a year. You got to hear how CNN sets up the new narrative about this investigation. Don Lemon, it's truly amazing. I'm only going to play the first part of it because this clip is worth so much. It's Don Lemon's introducing Clapper, but he goes in to talk about these different investigations. And I want you to hear how he sets this up. This is the new narrative of why this investigation needs to continue. Okay, the Mueller farce.
Director Clapper, it has been 1 year since the Mueller investigation started. Take a look at this chart. 75 criminal charges, 22 companies and people charged, 5 guilty pleas, 1 person sentence. Is this more than you expected in 1 year?
Yes, Don, it is. I think for an investigation that is as young as it is, 1 year, this has been very, very productive. And I personally don't think it's anywhere near done as much as the president might want it to be.
Now, I want to stop it there because I want you to understand this is an orchestrated interview from Don Lemon to former Director of National Intelligence Clapper. It's orchestrated. Notice how Clapper says, you know, for it to only be 1 year, it's really amazing that they've done so much. Now, if you just look at the numbers and you're an idiot that watches CNN, you go, whoa, look at all these indictments and these companies that are under. Every one of these things is completely, has been debunked. So Michael Flynn, he's about to sue him. He's about to get his pound of flesh. Manafort, I think, ultimately will get his pound of flesh. They got one indictment from a kid, some British dude, who has nothing to do with Donald Trump. They talk about the companies that were indicting, you know, that are under investigation. They found out most of them are legitimate companies doing legitimate business, and there's a couple of them fighting back that are saying, give us the data, let's see. So in other words, Don Lemon's only, he's making it look like the numbers are really big, but at the end of the day, there's nothing there. But I want to let him continue, because this 1 year thing is what Don Lemon wants you to understand. That, oh, look at all these other investigations went for years, and look at what they netted out, and look at what's already been gotten from this Russian farce. Here it is.
So I want to put this up because the president and his team say that a year is enough and Mueller needs to wrap it up. But I would check this out. This is based on the history of the special counsel investigation. And if you look at this chart, it shows that 1 year is nothing. Look at the Russia probe. Okay, that's 1 year. You look at Valerie Plame, 3 years. If you look at Watergate, that 4 years. And look at the number of convictions. Iran-Contra went on for almost 7 years. Whitewater went on for 7 years with 16 convictions. I mean, 1 year is not a long time. So do you think Mueller's just getting started?
I do. As I say, for an investigation as young as this one, I think they've made a lot of progress, and they have, and it's been very productive.
It's been very productive.
Yes, indeed it has. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was the most leftist. This is a guy that was in charge of national security for America, national intelligence, and he cares more about the spying of what occurred. I mean, he cares more about spying on Americans than he did about actually thwarting whatever national security challenges that we may have had at the time. They were so content, intent, that was the word I'm looking for, in getting rid of Donald Trump, that's where we ended up. And what's funny is so Mueller's now ended his indictment of Trump. I hear they're still going to talk. I'm happy that Donald Trump's going to talk to Mueller. I know people keep, Kevin, this is a trap and all. No, it isn't. I'm happy that Mueller's going to talk to Donald Trump. That Trump has said, yeah, I'll talk to this clown. I'm happy to. Because I think Donald Trump is saying, I'm going to force his hand. I'm going to, when it's all out, when it's leaked what I say to him, it's going to put Mueller in a tough spot. I'll ask you, who do you think is doing better in swaying public opinion about this Russia farce, Donald Trump or Mueller? As the longer this investigation goes on, the worse it gets for Mueller. And all these traps that they're trying to set now, you know what's happening? Let me just tell you, folks. People are becoming bolder. They're saying, enough is enough. They're saying, you know what? You are no longer going to intimidate me because Donald Trump's in charge. It's a different Justice Department. And unless you, if you think you're going to twist me in the wind, it isn't going to happen. But let me tell you who is going to twist in the wind. All these other people. Well, I want you to watch the news cycle and look at the way that they continue, how they always try to cover themselves. Clapper is saying, oh, it's only been 1 year. And Don, what a setup interview. It's only been 1 year. It's only been 1 year. It's a very simple litmus test. What would have happened if you had put a special counsel under the same circumstances against Barack Obama? What would the media be telling you? They would be trying to shut this investigation down within a week because it would be a snipe hunt. We know it. We know it's a witch hunt. We know there's nothing there. They would be trying to shut it down. What about Hillary Clinton? What if Hillary Clinton were an honorable person who really had the country's best interests in mind, didn't have the bad. In other words, just flip the script. Trump is Hillary, and Hillary is Trump, and they are going after Hillary. We would be mad at them going after Hillary. That's a fact. They would be, I mean, and this guy, Matt, he says, imagine the outrage and the meltdowns that the media would have if the FBI planted Stephen Halper to spy on Hillary's campaign. A spy within Hillary's campaign, planted by a cabal that includes the DNC, Hillary Clinton's campaign, and Barack Obama, using all of the intelligence apparatus. What do you think they'd be saying? You think it would be cool? Yeah. Man, it would be such a conniption. You could, I mean, and rightfully so. Unbelievable. The narratives that these people want to set, that they want you to believe about this whole system, is, quite frankly, laughable. Even, and we're going to get into this because I want to play this next clip when we go into the next segment because we don't have time now, but the Washington Post essentially had a headline that said, the spy inside of the Trump campaign was there to help him. I want you to just let that sink in. They say it was to help the president. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Trump's financial disclosures included a payment to his attorney. I'm shocked. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I've got to tell you, I'm perplexed. How could Donald Trump pay his attorney a retainer? Yeah, I know. And get this. Because now, I want you to connect the dots. The payment that he has for his attorney's retainer is between $100,000 and $250,000, which conveniently encompasses the $130,000 that he supposedly paid back for Stormy Daniels' information. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, a billionaire has an attorney who's deals with all of his, you know, very complex dealings. And he pays him somewhere between $100,000 to $250,000 a month in a retainer, which fits that, you know, that money that he has for Stormy Daniels. And they're going, this is tricky here. And I want to go back to this, and I'm not going to stay on this very long, but the idea here is that Donald Trump, in theory, according to the left, had an illicit one-time relationship with Stormy Daniels, a sexual encounter with Stormy Daniels, and it cost him $130,000. And it's hush money for her to not talk about it. That's what this is all about. Now, I don't know where, you know, what Stormy, I can't speak to her prowess. in the bedroom, in the boudoir. But $130,000 is a little ahead of the going rate, okay? And I don't know this firsthand because, you know, $130,000, I just want to know on what planet that a porn star, you know, and the one-time sexual encounter is worth that. Now, people go, well, it was a shutter up. Let me tell you something. You could shut up people for a lot less. There are many women who are willing to shut up for, I don't know, 10 grand for a sexual encounter. Ladies, I'm not trying to call you out. Certainly my conservative ladies. But let's just say, you know, because I remember the, what was that movie with Robert Redford? You know, where he, Indecent Proposal. Thank you. Thank you. Do you even remember this movie? Seriously. Are you that old? No, but have they remade it? My millennials are giving me the answers. Anyway, Indecent Proposal. $1 million for me to sleep with your wife. We need the money. Okay, okay. I'm saying I know people, and my hand is not up yet, but if, you know, 25 grand? Okay, Donald, have your way with me. I'm teasing. I'm worth more than that. But you get what I'm saying. There's a price. And you don't have to say, look, you need to keep your mouth shut. And oh, by the way, there are ways for Donald Trump. I'm just saying, for billionaires to have these types of encounters where nobody knows, there's no record of it. So, you know, look, I don't know what's going on here, but I will tell you this. Stormy Daniels said, in her own words and in a text to a friend, no, we didn't have sex. We had a business deal. Maybe Trump doesn't want that business deal out. I don't know. I know maybe she was going to do a cabaret at one of the Trump hotels. Maybe he was going to open a strip club with her. I don't know, but I just don't believe the hype over this. I don't. I do not. Oh, my goodness. What are we going to talk about? Well, I was finishing up with this interview that Don Lemon did with Clapper. And I want to play this because I think this will speak to the craziness of the left. They have a mole inside of the Trump campaign. And I want you to hear what Clapper says about it.
Andrew McCarthy says there's probably no doubt that they had at least one confidential informant in the campaign. If so, this is bigger than Watergate. I mean, that is an extraordinary claim. And based on your experience, what is the likelihood that, that it's true?
Well, I think this is hyperbole. They may have had someone who was talking to them in the campaign, but you know the focus here, and as it was with the intelligence community, is not on the campaign per se, but what the Russians were doing to try to instantiate themselves in the campaign or to influence or leverage it. So if there was someone that was observing that sort of thing, well, that's a good thing because the Russians pose a threat to the very basis of our political system.
Now I want to stop it there because we haven't gotten to the actual thing that Clapper said that got everybody all whoo. Welcome back, everybody. By the way, Kevin Jackson here. So Clapper is actually saying, no, this is a good thing. Yeah, now, here's what I want you to understand. When Donald Trump originally said, hey, you guys are wiretapping my campaign, you're doing all this other stuff, Clapper said something different. And here's what he said then. This was in March of 2017.
Start with the president's tweets yesterday, this idea that maybe President Obama ordered an illegal wiretap of his offices. If something like that happened, would this be something you would be aware of?
I would certainly hope so. I can say, obviously I can't speak officially anymore, but I will say that for the part of the national security apparatus that I oversaw as DNI, there was no such wiretap activity mounted against the president-elect at the time or as a candidate or against his campaign. I can't speak for other Title III authorized entities in the government or a state or local entity.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if the FBI, for instance, had a FISA court order of some sort for a surveillance, would that be information you would know or not know?
Yes.
You would be told this.
I would know that.
If there was a FISA court order
yes.
on something like this.
Something like this, absolutely.
And at this point, you can't confirm or deny whether that exists?
I can deny it.
Now, here's Clapper saying, essentially, I'd know if this occurred. It didn't occur. So he says it wasn't a wiretap. There was. There was surveillance of Trump's phones. It caused Trump to move his campaign operation from Trump Tower. Moreover, He pretends that, well, he says, the FBI, I would know if the FBI is mounting this thing. Well, if the FBI's got a mole inside of the campaign, would you know? Yes, he would know. And he now the claim is, well, that mole was there in order to make the campaign more safe. And it's a good thing. So let's play the rest of that clip because we're going to run out of time. And then I want to get into some other stuff.
So if there was someone that was observing that sort of thing, well, that's a good thing because the Russians pose a threat to the very basis of our political system. And I think it's hugely dangerous if someone like that is exposed because of the danger to that person, not to mention the reluctance of others to be informants for the FBI. And the FBI gains a lot of valuable information from informants. So to me, this is incredible.
So the former director of national intelligence believes it is incredible for us to be able to have a spy inside of the Trump campaign, not to spy on Donald Trump, but to spy on the Russians. See, it's not Trump that we're after. It's understanding that they may have been trying to do something within the campaign. But let's not look at what the Russians may have done inside of, say, I don't know, Hillary Clinton's campaign. Let's not bother to do that. Let's not bother to look into the Podestas who've worked directly with the Russians when they were working with Manafort. Let's not look into the Clinton Foundation, which had direct monies received from the Russians. Let's not look into that. Let's not investigate any connection between Barack Obama and his comments about I'll have more freedom or flexibility. Let's not look into any of those things. Let's spy on Donald Trump. This dude is as crooked as they come, a swamp rat that needs to be in prison. No doubt. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. Today you can get your very own free copy of Ted Benna's new book. Shipping and handling charges apply.
Get your copy of Ted Benna's book when you text Benna to 79000. Text BENNA to 79000. Text BENNA to 79000 now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN. GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
These aren't people. These are animals. You have to wonder, does he not believe in the spark of divinity, the dignity and worth of every person? These are not people. These are animals. The President of the United States. Every day that you think you've seen it all, along comes another manifestation of why their policies are so inhumane. And why we have to continue the debate, striving for bipartisanship with openness about what is at stake and what the choices are, and to be unifying in every way possible. Calling people animals is not a good thing.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome back, everybody. The animals. You animals? You bunch of animals. There's a kid that plays baseball. Little kiddo. And he's such a cutie, you know, and he's not a good baseball player. Believe it or not, his father was a AAA player, but his kid just doesn't have it. His kid is a really good golfer, though. And his name is Jaden. And I'll watch this kid play, and I'll say, Jaden, you're a beast, like that. And, of course, he's really little. I mean, he's like, you know, two-thirds the size of the other boys. He's not very tall, things like this. Now, he'll probably get a growth spurt and end up being 6 foot. Or so. His dad's like 6 foot, 6'1", and was a good athlete. But this little kiddo, he's not. His name is Jaden. And but when he's batting, I'm like, Jaden, you're a beast, you know, and stuff like that. So he's an animal, right? I mean, and so Donald Trump calls MS-13 animals, and all heck breaks loose, doesn't it? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. If you need a better example of how the left thinks they can make some hay with a lie, I don't think I could give you one. It's almost impossible. The left vilify the NRA more than they're willing to vilify the MS-13 gang. There is not a leftist on the planet that's politically astute that did not know that Donald Trump was talking about the MS-13 gangs when he referred to these illegals as animals. The left care more about MS-13, get this, than they care about veterans in America. They care more about MS-13 than they care about mothers walking their children in a park or on a street. They care more about MS-13 gangbangers than they care about the average taxpaying citizen in this country. They care more. MS-13s are humans, one of them said. I heard, what's his name? John Legend. What an idiot. John Legend. You know, when I look at my little baby, I just had a baby. I don't know what my baby's going to grow up to be. My baby could grow up to be something really bad, but I still love my baby. Okay, look, I get it. Mothers and fathers love their kids. Even Jeffrey Dahmer's parents probably went, we love him. He crazy as heck, but we love him. Yeah, you may love him, but when he kills and eats his victims, you know, he can only do so much. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I get it. You're going to love your kids despite themselves. You can only do so much to raise them. But don't act like society has to love them with you. A leftist named Rob Rousseau tweeted, I would rather have my daughter date a member of MS-13 than a Republican. Does this guy have any clue what MS-13 does? This is a group of people. Well, you know what? Sarah Sanders, president's spokesperson, she essentially explained it. So here's her talking about this.
Kevin, I'd very much like to have some idea what time you're on and what station. So if you could send me something in the snail mail to 5231 South Armentia, Mill Creek, Utah, 84117. I'd very much appreciate it. Thank you. I love your show. Bye-bye.
Now, that's pretty clear. They're worse than animals. Larry Elder, DG. Larry's so funny. He's a good buddy of mine. So Larry sends out a tweet, says, yeah, they're animals, but God forbid he would have called them super predators. Which cracked me up because, of course, Hillary Clinton referred to black men as super predators. And for the record, the people she's talking about, that's exactly what they are. But don't think the media is going to bring that up. But leave it to Larry, the sage of L.A., to bring it up. Good job, Larry. Yeah, super predators. Animals, okay, gangbangers who sex traffic, forcing young Salvadorian girls into the sex trade with no choice. They drug traffic. They kill people. Murder people in the most vicious ways imaginable. And that you got everybody on the Pelosi. They aren't animals. This is animals. And it's unbelievable, honestly, that they aren't getting away with it. I think that's kind of the point. But I want to go on because I got a few things to talk about with this. So the New York Times, here's what they said. They tweeted, Trump lashed out at undocumented immigrants during a White House meeting, calling those trying to breach the company's borders animals. Completely out of context, and they knew it. You don't think they had the entire transcript? You don't think they had the entire video? You don't think they understood that the question leading into Trump answering the question had to do with that? Now, Donald Trump's not looking for the landmines. He's not looking at the setup question. But he could have said, in answer to these MS-13 gangbangers, I'd like to say this, they're animals. Because they would have been tough to take out of context. And I know why he doesn't do it, because you don't want to have to continually second guess that the media is going to do what they do. You believe they're going to report it the way it is. And it, to his credit, he knows it's fake news, I don't think he set this up. I don't think he said what he said thinking they'll try to spin this as me saying this about all illegals, who, by the way, are all criminals, but they're not all criminals like the MS-13 and other gang members, those from Mexico and other areas of Central America. So I'm not saying Mexico, Central America. I'm saying Mexico and the Central American gang of MS-13 and whatever other gangs that are here. So he's not saying that. But the New York Times pretends like, well, we didn't know. Well, if you didn't know, you have no journalistic integrity, because you did know. There would be no way you would allow someone to write that article and say, did he really say that? What, in what context? It would make you go, first of all, if you believe, the only way you could not, that you could print a story like that or run with that is to believe that Donald Trump indeed is a racist. So you're biased in believing that. Or you would say, that doesn't sound like something somebody would say. I get this stuff all the time on our blogs. I'm like, come on, I don't believe that. That just doesn't ring true to me. And then we checked the story, and of course, it's fake. Like, one of them was the White House has figured out a way to get Barack Obama's mother-in-law paid for life. She's on the payroll and paid for life. And I went, that doesn't sound right. And then you do one little thing of research, and you find out it's a lie. But they didn't do that. Andrea Mitchell retweeted Jerry Brown, and here's what Jerry Brown said. Donald Trump is lying on immigration, lying about crime, lying about the laws of California, flying in dozen Republican politicians to flatter him and praise reckless policies, changes nothing. We, the citizens of the fifth largest economy in the world, are not impressed. And then Andrea Mitchell tweeted him saying this, a tough takedown by California governor after real Donald Trump calls people trying to get into the country animals, not people. That's how they reported it. New York Times, Andrea Mitchell of whatever is, I don't know if she's on CNN or whatever, and then the governor of the fifth largest economy in the world chimes in. Yeah, well, Jerry Brown, let me tell you something. First of all, the citizens of the first largest economy in the world, we rebuke you because you're a liar. Every one of them trying to milk something out of this situation with Donald Trump. Chris Hayes, MSNBC, here's what he says. At a certain point, you run out of language strong enough to describe and condemn the president's bigotry. It's vile. I want you to understand what you're up against. Every single one of these people, whether you believe it or not, they knew that Donald Trump was being taken out of context. They knew it. And if they didn't know it, which of course they did, then they are biased enough to believe that he is exactly as they described, and they did no homework. I want you to understand, every media outlet that ran with this, I'm talking about the venerable ones of the past, would have to believe in their heart of hearts that Donald Trump believes that, and thus they didn't need to check it. Or they knew it, they ran with it, because that's what the media does.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So we were talking about Donald Trump and the mischaracterization of what he said when he called MS-13 animals the obvious omission by all the major media that Donald Trump actually was talking about MS-13. They knew it. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are back. I'm glad you're hanging in there. It's Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. So they all knew it. They pretended not to know it. Or, and it's likely, they're too stupid to have investigated it because they want to believe their own lies. Now, I want to play a clip. It was on Judge Napolitano was the one of the guys on Outnumbered. And I don't know, they were discussing all these legal ramifications of various things. And what happened was they were asking about immigration. And Marie Harf, or Marie Barf, if you prefer, she says she's talking about illegal immigration and immigration, and then makes the comment that Donald Trump talked about immigrants as animals. And here's what Katie Pavlik has to say as that exchange occurs.
back to immigration, yeah. What is it about immigration that makes it so impossible for either party to take comprehensive steps and fix the holes that we have?
Because all of the political incentives lead each party to go to the extremes. Mm-hmm. I mean, Donald Trump yesterday also called immigrants animals.
No, he didn't. He called MS-13.
No, read the quote.
I have the quote.
It's not just about MS-13.
Yes, it is,
he
Marie.
Said that
That's
he's,
not true.
Katie, he's used that term multiple times in the past.
The sheriff about immigrants. Referred to MS-13. The president responded by saying they're animals, and they are, because they're satanic,
okay.
And they engage in torture.
If I can finish my point, please.
You should just be accurate
so
about what he said.
Let's not use that word about people.
Oh, there it was. Let's just not say that about people. Let's not dehumanize people. I told you guys, John Legend tweeted out, you know, look, calling these guys animals isn't a good thing. When I'm holding my baby, my little baby's got a newborn, apparently. He's like, if my baby could turn out to be a member of a gang, but I don't want to think of him as an animal. Well, you know what? Your newborn baby's not an animal. But if your newborn baby joins MS-13 and does what they do, your newborn baby becomes an animal. Think of the world of delusion you have to live in to not believe that there are people out there who will do you harm. They won't think of you as they will look at you subhuman. Have you ever watched these shows where they say, the guy looked at me, it was a blank stare. I was a piece of meat. This is what rape, they talk of rapists then murderers, people that revenge, whatever. They don't think of you as human, but they want us to not think of them as animals. If you dehumanize a person by committing heinous crimes against them, and I'm not talking about just bodily crimes. I'm talking about stealing their car, stealing things from their home, things that get them at their core. Because let me tell you, if you've ever been a victim of a break-in or something like that, you feel like a piece of you is missing. It takes a bit of your humanity when something like that occurs, and these people want you to just dismiss it. No big deal. So what? They cut the heads off of people and roll them down the streets. So what? They will stab people 100 times and, I mean, do things to the human body that, you know, that you go, really? Let me tell you, there are torture things that have happened that I've looked at from Muslim terrorists and gang members that I go, I would have never thought of that in a million years. Never. I'm not sitting around thinking about ways I can kill you and humiliate you and, you know, make sure that you understand how much I wanted you dead. Dead is dead. Not for them. And Marie Harf, well, let's just remember that it's people, because she lost the argument. She lost the argument. And you know, for Katie Pavlich to have to say, no, Marie, this is exactly what it was. This is what the person, well, no, he did not. I'm telling you, no, he did. Yes, he did. He said, and then, well, okay, but let's remember they're people. Like, she's lecturing you now. Okay, you caught me. You caught me. He did say that. But we got to remember their humanity. Oh, really? Ask, do the leftists ever care about the humanity for the people that the crimes are committed against? It's ridiculous. I want to go back to what Chris Hayes said. At a certain point, you run out of language strong enough to describe and condemn the president's bigotry. It's vile. Bigotry against MS-13 killers. Who does he side with? Who does MSNBC side with? Andrea Mitchell. Governor Brown gave a smackdown to the president over his comments on animals. She sides with the governor of a state who would rather protect MS-13 gang members than the President of the United States. Then get this. When it was verified, AP deleted its tweet about the animals thing. And when it was made clear that he was speaking about gang members, they deleted their tweet. And even when the media knew it, here's what Chris Hayes had to say. This MS-13 nonsense has precisely the same structure as the racist drug war rhetoric of the crack years. Politicians would use wildly racist language to describe drug dealers. But if called on, would say, oh, so you're defending drug dealers? Yeah. That's exactly what they did. They would tell you, are you going to defend the drug dealer? The same way someone's asked me, are you going to defend a group like this? This is the level of derangement. And I'm telling you, I read a quote earlier, a tweet, a guy saying, I would rather my daughter date an MS-13 gang member than a Republican. prominent dude. I don't know who he was. I mean, I know his name, but I don't know. I'm not going to go find out who these people are, what they do for a living. But do you honestly think he believes that? Ask yourself this. Do you honestly believe that any true Democrat, I'm talking about their rank-and-file Democrats, would prefer that we leave MS-13 gang members alone and we criticize the president? If this is the strategy, Charlie Kirk laid out a thing, I didn't write it down, but he laid out the things that the Democrats are for. You know, like they're for school shooters, and you know, and they're for MS-13 gangbangers, they're for North Korean dictators, they're for Iranian dictators, whatever. He laid it all out, and that's their platform. They're for higher taxes, they're for less employment with amongst blacks, women, etc. In other words, if you're going to fight the president, you're fighting him on all these crazy issues. And you know, I'm sitting here going, you know, oh Charlie, add to this, if you're for keeping black people stupid, then you should vote Democrat. What is their platform going to be? I'm really curious. I want Democrats, if you're listening to the show, and I know you are, I know you fools are out there, call me and let me know. Tell me the error of my ways and my thinking about this, because I'm going to tell you something. If I'm in leadership in this country in any way, shape, or form, I'm not going to allow gangbangers to run ramp, you know, to run roughshod over citizens of this country. And it's funny because Donald Trump, when they first started implementing, like getting rid of the first non-citizens, he says target gangbangers and other people who've committed heinous crimes. And the Democrats had a conniption. They're raiding companies. They're raiding people. They're taking people away from their families. Yeah, they're taking the worst people, the rapists, the murderers, the gang members, the drug dealers, etc., and they're sending them back. And the Democrats are complaining. Jerry Brown wants you to believe that there isn't any more lawlessness coming from these solid citizens that he wants you to believe in the fifth largest economy. There's no more lawlessness coming from them than anywhere else in the world. Believe me, is what Jerry Brown's saying. The president is lying to you when he gives you the own James Comey generated FBI statistics on these criminals. They're lying to you when you hear the story of Kate Steinle getting killed, or Jamil Shaw, and hundreds of thousands of other people who have been impacted by the criminality of the gang leaders, the drugs that pour into this country because the leftists want it. If they had their way, they wouldn't legalize it because they like getting the money into their campaigns. But I could go on and on and on about all the different things that these people want to condone. Death, mayhem, and destruction, because they want their narrative. They are so dyed in the wool that we can't be right about illegal immigration that they are willing to sacrifice you for a gang member. They are willing to sacrifice, I don't care who the best citizen is. Do you know how many women and children are killed every single day by gang members, menaced by them? Think of the mentality of a gang member and a girl hooking up with one of them, thinking he's a nice guy, gets involved with the gang. Now she can't get out. He beats, kills her, kills the kids. It happens all the time, and the left ignore it. Now, let some regular old guy be involved in a domestic violence situation, and they will throw the book at him. But this guy could shoot his girlfriend or baby mama and the kids on the street, and they go, he's protected under our sanctuary laws. That's how crazy it is. See, what's good for the goose isn't good for the gander when it comes to the left. What matters to them is one thing and one thing only, ideology. You will not defeat us. We will never let you believe for one second, conservatives, that you are smarter than we and that you are right.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.